Welcome back to Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Vann, and you're here for page three. Our next story is 6 months of recovery. Do you know it's been 6 months since we began issuing medical marijuana cards to patients? Patients who worked with their physicians, we required a physician to sign off on this, Oklahoma certified physician who's legally able to treat people for health conditions. So what's happened in the last 6 months? Well, the health department first tried to kill it with onerous restrictions that eventually the attorney general had to step in and say, back off, you are setting us up for a huge lawsuits, class actions, civil rights lawsuits. We've got problems here, folks, and our health department became a big part of the problem. But here's what else they did. They did set up the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Now, the Commissioner of Public Health, Tom Bates, told the legislature in early August that he projected maybe as much as 80,000 licenses to be issued. Well, guess what? Now, that's issued just in the first year, the first 12 months. We're halfway through, and we are on pace to blow that out of the water. Right now, we're issuing about 5,000 new licenses each week just for patients. That doesn't include all of the growers, all of the dispensers, all of the caregivers, all the product processors. And we're getting ready for more licenses to be issued for transport and other things, research, number of things. So at 5,000 a week, if we continue at this current clip over the next 26 weeks, we're going to see an additional 130,000 licenses issued. Mind you, we are over 50,000 already, close to 60,000. By the time we're done, we expect, at this rate, to more than double what the health department thought we were going to see. We have collected well over $10 million in license fees from the people of Oklahoma. These license fees are just for the right to take the medicine or to grow it or dispense it or process it. All right, we put a huge tax on this. You know how we argued that the legislature is not showing good faith to the people by not giving the people a right to vote on tax increases? I mean, they've struggled over the last 5-6 years every which way they can to pass new taxes without bringing it to a vote of the people. But do you know what we did last summer? The people voted for a tax increase without any assistance of the legislature. Yes, the medical marijuana program is producing taxes at a significant clip. Now, the first month of reporting sales tax, we collected about $300,000 from dispensaries. This is just in January. Now, there's hardly any medicine available right now. We are not even ready for planting the biggest summer crop of medical marijuana in Oklahoma. Mind you, we cannot import legally. This has to be Oklahoma grown. This whole thing has to stay in Oklahoma in order to comply with law. As long as there's THC in it, it's a controlled substance. Okay, so let's move on to this. So what we've got happening here is not only a self-sustaining program, but one that's actually going to bring in extra money for the state. We're taxing it at somewhere around 16%, even though the people said, no, we'll tax it at 7%. Our Oklahoma Tax Commission has decided to interpret things in a way that most voters would not. And so they decided, well, we think we're going to call that an excise tax, not a sales tax, that 7% that we voted on last summer. And since it's subject to an excise tax, therefore, we decided it's subject to sales tax, even though it's medicine directed by a doctor. So we've got about 16-17% tax rate in most of the state of Oklahoma, depending on what your local taxes are. All right. Despite all that, we've got people now telling stories. I've got stacks of them. People that have written to the legislature, written to their dispensaries, sharing their stories. So Thursday night, I, as a member of National Alliance for Mental Illness, the Tulsa chapter, was part of a town hall for people who want to tell their story, particularly on mental health. You see the picture there. Eventually, I was going to get to this picture. All right, thank you for being patient. The man on the left there in the dark blue suit is a young Navy veteran named Cody. Cody had severe PTSD when he was discharged with a disability from the Navy. Cody's family, after I think three hospitalizations, psychiatric hospitalizations, his family said, go to Colorado and let's try medical marijuana. So under proper supervision, he did. Cody showed us this big bag of pills. He had a Ziploc bag that was like, gallon size. And it was most of the way full with about, I forget how many he said, 900 and some pills, I think. And he said, this is what the VA gave me for a month's supply to take care, or to attempt to take care of my generalized anxiety disorder, depression, PTSD, agoraphobia. He listed a number of things. It's very complex. And then he showed us this tiny little vial, about an inch tall little glass thing. And he said, this is a little vial of oil that I use in a little personal vaporizer. He said, the only medicine I now take for a month is this little 1 gram vial. He vapes it now. So it's kind of a steam, kind of a, an inhaled medication, gives him instant relief when he's in a panic attack, and that's as it should be. The VA wanted him to just swallow some more pills and do his best to tolerate it for the next half hour to an hour until the medication kicks in. Well, that doesn't always work, as we know from a story about a year ago in Owosso. A veteran, three tours in the Middle East, and he's in such bad shape. His wife is now caring for the family, trying to take care of him and provide for the family, so she has to go to work. One day, he was doing particularly tough, difficult. He was in bad shape for about a week, at least a week. And so the wife calls the Owosso police and say, hey, could you do a wellness check? Could you go check on my husband? And as the police are wont to do, they need to identify that they are the police. And a couple of them went to the door, pounded on the door and said, called his name, said police, and open up. And that threw this veteran into a flashback, a psychotic event. He came to the door with a gun. The police shot and killed him. Another tragedy, because he was not effectively treated for his PTSD condition. So it's for all the veterans like Cody, all the deceased veterans who have been yet another casualty of our wars, that I've gotten involved in this as a mental health advocate. I want to say thank you to all the courageous people who are stepping up and telling their story. This is a medical program. Are there abuses? Heck yeah, where are there not abuses in anything our government does? Anything. But it's for the legitimate conditions of people who need their lives restored, who need the hope that there is something that will treat their condition. For those people, I support 788, the medical marijuana program, and I support the full implementation with the least amount of restrictions, and I'm glad to report that 93 of our 101 legislators voted with me, voted with leadership, and we got some things done. We'll talk about that more after this.